So these are random questions, Dion. I'll give a short preamble and then ask the question. There's a line from Revelation 14, verse 14 to 16. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So the question is the cloud in this revelation, quote, referring to the Ion cloud?
Yes. How's that different from the apples? Do you have that question?
I do, of course, and you can ask it if you're butting in. So Bob is only butting in to mess things up. Is the revelation cloud different from the internet cloud?
No, because you got to read it.
Got to read it? Oh, yeah, Revelation you read and the internet you have to read. So,
and sitting on the cloud was one like the Son of Man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel came out of the temple crying out with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, do not touch the wheat bag penny, for the hour of to reap has come, but the harvest of the earth is ripe. Then he who sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and he touched the wheat back penny, and the earth was reaped. Yeah, see how that works?
No. Ian, so the cloud that everybody talks about that Microsoft and Apple and these companies are creating or making something, is that the cloud that you're referring to that will save our archives, that will preserve our archives?
No, I thought that was that ridiculous Acacia bullshit you babbled about.
Did you get that, Carol? He implied they're the same thing.
I know, but the Revelation cloud is the Ion cloud. And now we're asking, is the Ion cloud the same as the internet cloud, Ion?
It will be. Not yet. It's becoming. That one is becoming.
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, there's another angel that came out of the temple, which is in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. Then another, the one who has the power over fire, came out of the altar, and he called with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, put in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters from the vine of the earth, because her grapes are ripe. So the angel swung the sickle in the earth and gathered the clusters from the vine of the earth and threw them into a great winepress of the wrath of God.
So the becoming is where Ion is going to be taking over the internet cloud?
The reapers, yes.
So Ion is taking over the internet
cloud. Hey, Carolyn. Ina said that the chip body and the non-physical are merging or doing something together. Is that what you're referring to, Ion? And does non-physical become equal to the cloud, to the cloud that you've changed, or do you become physical?
Well, what we say, that cloud may become physical, but that's based on the persona that you all embrace, see? So it's kind of a nebulous interjection. Yes, you get your hands cleaned if you wash them, but you got to go to the sink and turn the water on first.
So as the cloud becomes the way you say it's eventually going to be the Ion definition, does that leave the hypothalamus in a different position, different function, or does it complete it?
It depends on Julie.
And her husband, who unfucked.
Well, she
still fucked.
She doesn't know whether to fuck him or she's worried about his fuckery, and she's the one trying to get fucked, and that's why she just either go on with it or have him removed and replace him, but move on with it. Get on with it.
This is an example of how people affect the changes you're talking about, the changing in the boiling point, the changing in the magma, the changes in the oxygen. The people are causing this, correct, or are factors in that?
Yep.
Are they usually today people who have drops Are they a bigger influence, or is it the ones who don't have drops are a big influence, or you can't decide it that way?
We don't want to decide it that way because then it will set up a wrong bias.
So everybody's a candidate for causing these changes that are huge and tiny.
But of course.
We're all part of the play.
Now, there's a dynamic symmetry of tensions among proportions. So what people are you looking at, Ian, now that are in the position of being very influential this next week? Is that Julie? Julie has gotten herself into that fulcrum position. So for a week or so, she's...
No, we're not laying the hard responsibility on that. We don't want to do that.
I can understand that. So what point are we even talking about? If everybody has an input here, you're not going to comment on it. You're not going to say how it's going.
We don't mind. We do that all day, every day. It doesn't bother us. It don't scare us. We'll tell you you're fucked. You know, blow your damn brains out. Go on, kill yourself. We'll tell you quick. It don't bother us. That's fine, but it's just not the point most times, more times than not. So the magic of them becomes when we can embrace it, if it gives you an assistance or a tactile interval of appreciation, then beautiful. But if it's just going to drag you down a rabbit hole again of some other bullshit thing you got to drink or taste or lick or beat or do or have or come or don't come or coitus or don't decoitus or all those different things, we're just trying to save you a step. We're just trying to get you to nut. If we can get you to there, then we win. And if we don't, then we're just wasting your time until you can nut. So we will always then engage at levels where we can assist you. That's the whole point. I mean, we don't care enough about you.
Well, okay.
You.
Hey, does the word fine work anymore? You said a lot. There's all kinds of confusion there. You say we're not here to help anybody. We're not here to make them feel better. We play that recording. We're only here for the ascended. So why do you use the assist here?
Oh, it's like the navigation, your cars. We're now giving you in real life what's happening in your world that is us. Now, you have cars that up to a certain mile per hour will drive themselves, but not all the way. Not all the way, but part of the way. This, what you call technology, is now overtaking you. It will soon read the newspaper for you and tell you what the newspaper said.
Do you have a qualms about that condition?
No, but Gotti does.
You start off talking about Julie or something a few minutes ago, and you did a whole rant there, and you start off saying, we'll tell you. I don't hear you telling people directly that they're fucked. You don't tell that to people, personally.
Well, it kind of came up a little bit with Sandra giving her a little input there because, quote, she can take it.
Yeah,
so,
but then it turned out there was no understanding of what the issue was.
Sandra knows.
She's just not going to touch it. She doesn't know whether it's good or bad.
Sandra knows. She got it.
And Ion gave a warning, gave us something.
Gave us something. So that kind of opened up a little gate there, and then he threw Julie into it, and, you know, maybe Julie's waking up as she keeps getting poked by Ion. Yeah, there's layers going on.
Or not getting poked by her husband. Maybe that's it.
Ion does in private sessions. He has made pointed statements at people, but he doesn't seem to do it here on the radio. It's more general.
Maybe that's shifting.
Don't worry about the bad penny. It'll always come back. It'll turn up like a bad penny.
Okay, go ahead, Carol. The next point.
Okay, Revelation 10, verse 4-6, it looks like, that there should be time no longer. And then, Ion, you said, this is the canceling of time for the little man. We've been saying that there's no time. Well, there isn't. But human creators, little man, can have time if he creates time for time. The thunders settle it. So our question is, how or why or what all the degrees. How did the thunder settle this aspect of time, Ion?
It's a cessation of what you call time, being swallowed up.
And did the thunder just reverberate and create the swallowing? Just trying to figure out where the thunders play the part, or what part they play.
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be no time, there should be time no longer.
Right.
Is that the actual word?
The reason? No, they're all twisted because we didn't want to start something. We're just saying that this ascended position is the one that she's asking about. And that's the click, the point, the 10-6 is the point.
Can you give a definition of the thunders? What are the thunders? Are you taking a John Cage position that the silence is the unintended sounds of the environment?
No, the seven thunders.
And what are they? Have you ever told us what they are? John was told not to tell. John Riverler was not allowed to say what they were. Did you reveal what they are?
See that. No. No, you had to seal it. You sealed it, Bob.
Yeah, I sealed
you
it.
You sealed it.
And
well, now you're asking us to unseal it? Well, fuck that. No, we're not unsealing what you sealed up. You said do not write it down. You said don't do it. You said you were told from heaven. You said the seven thunders have said do not write it down. So they're not written down. So get your Gutenberg galaxy to bring back some Marshall McLuhan and see if you can get Marshall McLuhan to tell you what it didn't say.
So if we ask for it to be unsealed so we can hear words about the seven thunders, will that shift something?
No. Bob must do it.
Oh, okay. I have to submit the request. I request that I unseal the thunders.
Wouldn't it be easy if that was just the case? You know, that's a... Yeah, man, Now they'll have to get it co-signed by Reverend Stang, and then we'll see how it goes.
Okay, so I declare the thunders unsealed. They are unsealed. It's happened. Now, what do we see? What do they look like, Carol? Is there anything? Is there anything?
Amos didn't get the memo.
Aimless. Who's that? Somebody on the chat line? I'm not looking at the chat line right
Amos,
now. So maybe that's
Amos 3:6-8 didn't get the
Aimless.
Memo. Amos, Bob, Amos.
No.
Oh, Amos.
A-M-O-S. Amos.
So we're not finding out, Karen, what the thunders are, because I fucked it, sealed it, and we have to wait for my application to be approved.
Well, I think the seven thunders are probably annoyed with you because you put emphasis on Finnegan's Wake 10 thunders.
Oh, that's your position.
Is that correct? Is there a correctness there, Ion?
It is not two different meanings to God.
Yeah. Joyce had it right.
What did Ion just say, Bob?
Joyce had it right. There's not two definitions of thunder. Uh-huh. Only one.
Is that saying that the seven thunders and the ten thunders of Finnegan's Wake are similar?
Exactly the same.
They're the same.
So now you know what the thunders are then.
No.
Well, if they're exactly the same, you've even written tracks.
But he doesn't even know how the mythical key and how the airs apply to even this. He doesn't even know what his damn angel chart means, and he's the only one on the planet that even knows what it really is. It's been told empirically every single detail about it, and he acts like he didn't even know it ever existed at all, and it's hidden perfectly forever in the essence of Bob. Perfectly.
I am broadcasting, been broadcasting for many years, doing my part, hoping for you to pull your weight and to contribute to the unfolding of what I've been telling them all.
You talking to me?
Yes, and Ion, the whole bunch of you, everybody listening, I'm telling everybody.
Then why don't you take it all the way back to the first thunder, Bob, in Genesis 3:8?
Well, the first thunder begins with my name, Bob. It's Baba Baba. You know that count, thunder one and
yeah.
Things right there.
I've heard that.
And they heard the voice of the Lord.
Oh, bad.
God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees in the garden.
Did you hear the word thunder and what he just said, Carol?
Not yet.
That was the first thunder.
The situation
that's
of
the
them
thunder,
walking and hiding?
No, that's where they saw themselves as naked. It's the thunder of alienation, first thunder.
Wow, that's the meaning of the first thunder, Carolyn, and
gotcha,
Finnegan's Wake. That's
wow.
Finnegan's Wake. That's in War and Peace in the Gold Village. Look it up, people. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
McClure's first thunder.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so let's go on to the second thunder then. It's Exodus 9:23. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward the heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along up on the ground, and the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. That's the thunder of judgment, Bob.
Awesome. Okay, what's the third thunder?
Well, don't forget Isaiah 55 in the midst of that, but you can get that on your other part.
Do you have a chapter verse for the third thunder? Does this just become dog and pony tricks and it's not the way to...
Stop it!
No. Exodus 19:16, the thunder of consecration. The third.
Wow.
So that's number three.
Yeah, you carry on, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
But we need you too, Bob, because
how
does that relate to Finnegan's Wake?
Oh, I have to read them.
Well, then
I just want to get
the thunder.
Map.
That's the thunder of coming. That's Exodus 19:19 and 20. The fourth thunder is a thunder of the coming. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded loud, long, and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. In verse 20.
Wow.
And the Lord came down from Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up.
Okay, that's the fourth. What's the fifth thunder?
So
where do you find that?
So that means that Moses smoked hash because he got high.
Where's the fifth thunder?
Well, boy, you sure find that through. There's a whole lot of goody in the midst of all that gobbledygook.
Oh, yeah, we'll go into details. Like Bob said,
now, Exodus 20:18.
Is the fifth thunder.
That's the fifth thunder, and that's the thunder of God's glory. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they were removed and stood afar off. Now, you're starting to see that really happening now with every kind of earthquake and tornadoes turning over cruise ships and rivers. Seems a little bit odd, don't you think? And ripping people off mountains and turning them things upside down and the loss of cities and the ruins that had to be moved around. And it's pretty amazing. So let's go on to the sixth thunder, which would be in 1 Samuel 7:10. The sixth thunder is the thunder of enemies' defeat. See, and this is great because this is where, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to the battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on the day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. That's what Bob does when people get in his way.
He
that's right.
Them.
Hey, Carolyn, that's what Nostradamus said about me.
That you smite people or smoke them?
Yeah, I win the battle through deception
and cunning. John Smite was not even allowed to ride on the Mayflower for the Bob. So let's go on to the seventh thunder. The seventh thunder is in 1 Samuel 12:14. This is the thunder of restoration, one of our favorites. We've got the if clause.
How does the thunder restore? Sorry.
If ye will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then ye shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as it was against your fathers. It is not wheat harvest today. I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel.
So Samuel called it down.
Just like Bob.
Is each one of these thunders involve an angel doing an action?
Yes.
As in Revelations? It does. Is there a thunder 8, 9, and 10, as we have in Finney's Wake, or you don't go that far?
You can't get those now.
Okay.
Because of 1 Samuel 12:20-22.
All right, that's the explanation. That's awesome, Carol.
Mm-hmm. It tells why it pleased him to sound the thunders to make you a people for him. And then you come into your place of power, and yay!
Right, so thunders 8, 9, and 10 would relate to the hexad, septad, and octad phases of one's becoming.
It would if we were discussing those. It probably would, but since we're not discussing those, we wouldn't discuss those.
Okay, next question, Carol.
Yeah, just about the 22 is interesting, actually.
Where's that?
Samuel 21:22. First
no,
Samuel 21:22.
That's just a number. We don't put much significance on that.
Yeah, that was cruel. Thank you, Ion. Third question. This is about the angels. So you've said before that the role of those particular named angels is going to change to the first part of our chapter 23 of Revelation when they are fighting, looking, and searching out the dark soul. This job title, their job description, is going to shift. So the question is the dark soul's job description going to shift because little men finally become powerful so that now the angels are just unemployed?
That has to do with the succession to the throne of David.
Is that in the world of Mordor, or is that for everybody individually?
She asked the question, we see no difference.
Well, when you're talking about the throne of David, is everybody involved with the throne of David?
1 Samuel 5:4, and elsewhere in 2 Samuel 17:9, 18:7, and 24:21, and 1 Chronicles 21:22-25.
What did I say that was a response to, Carol?
How mortar applied to the wing dingies of the ling longs, of the ding dangies, the king kangs, and the moggers that made the nibbler knobs and nagin nodges, because the Jabberwocky was in the nibs of the Cumberland Knob, and the knobs and the majors and the kibs were all knobs. The knobs then took over the knisht, and the knisht got over the knagglers, and the knagglers said they could do the knobs, and the knobs got the lose of the knobs. then that's how you came all the way up to the succession of the throne of David. Silly Bob.
Sounds like Geraldine.
Yeah. Is that the fourth ring in Finney's Wake when you talk like that, I am?
Who would you say it's in your question, Bob? We're sorry.
You mentioned the throne of David. Everybody, as they ascend, gets on their throne. Is it a throne of David they're sitting on? Is there some reason the throne of David owns that action of being on your throne?
Well, it's the one that explains. You had to have some way to explain it so you can find it. So I guess it could be a different throne, but that's the one that applies to the one you're talking about in Revelation. So we thought if we were going to have that, we might as well apply it to something. So if we're going to all the trouble to put it in your bibble, bobble, bobble, boo, whatever that thing is that you got to follow that you don't like and can't do, that was written for you, by you, and accounting you, because of you, for right here, right now, so you'd have some empirical reference to say, oh, this isn't new. Ascension isn't new. This is the way it was in all time. Before there was time, when there was a garden, and you didn't have to fall, and you ridiculous little imp, you don't even know that you're ascendable. So you have to have some empirical reference to get to that, because if you
we
don't get
think
there,
we're
they'll think it's something. They'll think it's some newfangled libertine gospel that's going to put some yellow dog Democrat back in the White House.
Look at this, Bob. The promise of David's enduring throne. The Bible states that David's throne shall exist forever. Quote from Jeremiah, David shall never want a man, little man, presumably, to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Another quote from Samuel, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
So this is in relation to the question about the dark soul. I understand that I'm the dark soul, but is the dark soul trying to get little men to reestablish their power over the angels? Or did you have different definitions of the role of the dark soul, Ion, over the last 6 years?
We don't care if you give the angels a working position or not. It doesn't make a difference to us. We're just saying that's why they respond the way they do to you little ones. But we could give a flip whether or not they work for you, or for, because they work for the ascended. So if you're that, then they work for you already. If the maid's already making up the bed, then you don't have to fire the maid.
What is this dark soul that the angels are looking for?
That's you, Bob. They want to stop so that you don't have the ability to run them. That's their union, the Union Jack. That's the Union Jack.
They don't want me in charge.
And they don't want Balmoral sold.
What is their beef about me?
Heart, beef heart.
What is their beef heart? What's their issue about me taking over the White House? Why are they nervous about that?
They've seen your work, Bob.
In other words, I haven't been doing a very good job, and they feel sympathy for the little man who would be subjected to lockdown Bob rule.
Are we done with you, Bob?
Sure. But, well, Carol, why am I the dark soul? What am I supposed to be achieving?
Well, you keep trying to get little man to wake up, which is what the dark soul tries to do, according to one of the definitions.
Yeah, one of the. Is that the only definition of the dark soul, Ion?
There's several, but that's the one that applies most, because you don't even know what chronicles are, so how are you going to read them?
Good answer.
Yeah, okay, next.
Yeah, there you go. And then we go to second Kings, and you really get it straightened out then.
Okay, Bob and Ion were talking. Bob said, so the thunders are something different from the function of the winds. Ion said, they are another ring, and continued, this is the circumcision of the heart going from the inside out. So the question is, what is the circumcision of the heart, Ion?
Are you getting the answer, Carol? Do you feel it?
And now I'm feeling the need to fix the question, because I'm sure these words were together in
the... Well, the inside-outside, is that Ion talking about either you look at the direction from little man ascending or from the ascension falling to little man? Remember, there's two directions. Is that what inside-outside refers to?
Yeah, this is the circumcision of the heart going from the inside out. So, you know, it's like, is it a ring? Is it... he's differentiating the thunders and the winds, so maybe it's too complicated a question.
Now, I see Ion's unique because Ion does the McLuhan method, sees patterns in all data, in all forms of media, always is talking about it. Ion, what would you say you do differently than McLuhan, or what do you complete, and what is inadequate about our interpretation of your ability to see meaning everywhere?
We aren't dead.
Well, you are. Wait a minute. What do you mean? You are fucking dead. You're the dead environment.
You're the own environment.
You fool me.
There is no android mean up our anthropomorphic ante.
Yes,
I think like you said, McLuhan was concentrated on the outer kingdom, and Ion reaches all kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
Or he translated all
into what
the kingdom.
And to what Ion said, Bob, that makes you smarter than McLuhan because you're still fucking alive and he's not.
That's right. Yeah, I've been saying that lately.
Yeah.
I've been around for 4,000 years.
Yeah. If he was all that, why isn't he still on CKLN radio?
I am. I just play the archive. That's just as good. Mm. I find meaning in the replay.
I call it Ezekiel radio.
Ezekiel.
Like Ezekiel.
Yeah. Ezekiel. Yes, Ezekiel. That's right.